Hey everyone, it's me, Alec, from Bus One Trivia. Happy holidays. We are still working on our Christmas episodes, and they'll come out soon, like next week, but until then, please enjoy this rerun of last year's Happy Holidays episode, where I'm sure you will learn lots of facts about holidays that aren't Christmas. From our family to yours, happy holidays.
Welcome aboard Bus One. We're on our way to the North Pole, and we've got some time to kill. Let's play some trivia. Gamers, introduce yourselves.
What's up, everyone? It's Aiden.
Ho, 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 I'm Alec.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
And I'm John. I don't want to put, why would I have to put any spin on that?
I didn't do any Christmas thing. I completely, oh, jeez.
Aiden, you're wearing a Santa hat. I think the message got across.
All right. Well, yeah. Welcome, Aiden, Alec, and John to our Happy Holiday episode. It is our first video episode as well. Hello to the wonderful people out there.
3D.
It's 3D.
I hate that I can be perceived.
Well, gentlemen, thank you for joining me today. Before we get started, let's go over some rules. If you're new to this game, here are the rules. We have three levels with 15 questions total. Level 1 has 5 questions. If you get a correct answer in level 1, that is worth 1 point. Level 2 has 5 questions worth 2 points, and level 3 has questions worth 3 points. We will be using a buzzer for this episode, so whoever buzzes in first and answers correctly gets the points. In addition to all those, we have a challenge rule. Once per game, I, the host, will give a fake answer to one of my questions. Each player will have one opportunity to challenge what I reveal as the quote-unquote correct answer. If the player correctly guesses what is a fake answer, they are awarded 3 points. If they incorrectly challenge a true answer, they lose 3 points. Multiple players may challenge the same question. Most points win. I will not be keeping track of them for you. And as always, remember, no Googling.
Yeah, John.
Thanks. Does anyone have any questions?
What's the
All
topic?
Right, well,
played this game.
I think I already said it. But today's topic is the holidays.
Yeah.
I love holidays. Yay.
Happy holidays.
Alex, spell holidays right now. Go.
Yeah,
Mr. Holland's opus.
I will give you a point if you can spell hollandaise correctly.
Go.
H-O-L-L-A-N-D-A-I-S-E.
Too bad I can't Google to check if he's correct.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
That was right.
We're gonna have to say
that
default to no
right.
And move on.
I was in spell ball.
Yeah, I think you were wrong.
Nope, that was correct.
Nope.
Prove it.
Not possible.
Moving on.
You've never been correct. All right.
Derailed before we get already.
Before we get started, does anyone have any questions?
Which holidays?
Yes.
Thanksgiving. The 4th of July.
4th of July.
Specifically, end of the year holidays.
Okay.
New Year's.
Hanukkah.
All right. If there are no questions.
Chinese New Year's?
Level 1. Question 1. The word Christmas comes from the Old English words Christus Mese. What does Christus Mese mean? Who the fuck is Braden? Oh, Aiden.
There's a lot going on in the buzzer. Okay.
Aiden, yeah. Go ahead.
Is it Christ
okay.
is born?
I need to turn off the sounds. Oh, fuck. How do I turn it off? I turned it off. Sorry, Aiden. Did you say whatever you said was wrong?
Oh, okay.
Sounds good.
John.
I appreciate it.
Whatever you said was wrong.
John?
Your thing was bad. Is it the Christ Mass?
Alec?
What are we doing? The English translation?
What does Christus Mese, the Old English phrase, mean in current English?
Christ?
Bandwagon on Christ Mass.
More Christ.
Christ Mass.
All right, I'm going to give that one to John.
Mass.
The answer is Mass of Christ.
He got it. We love the possessive, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, like church.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
like
mass.
Like, you know when you look at the word Christmas thing. And you're like, that's almost mass.
It's because it was.
Yeah.
Okay, question two.
Great banter, folks.
Traditionally eaten in Jewish households during Hanukkah, a latkes is what? A. Unleavened bread. B. Potato pancakes. C. Jam-filled donuts. Or D. A type of cheese and meat dish.
I feel like I knew that without the multiple choice. Is the answer potato pancakes?
John.
It's potato pancakes.
Alec.
Potato pancakes.
All right, everyone give yourself a point.
Everyone?
Happy holidays.
So Cameron, you're just using the buzzer to determine what order we answer in, but we all get a chance to answer the questions?
Darn.
Sometimes. No, it literally is
no consistency.
It depends on how I feel.
We don't need consistency. On this episode? This podcast? No.
There is no consistency.
This podcast.
They flew all right, season, baby.
Gentlemen, good job. That is true. A latke is a potato pancake traditionally eaten during Hanukkah.
Yummy.
Jam-filled donuts are also the other typical Hanukkah food, but I cannot pronounce it, and nor did I write down how to pronounce it, so I'm just going to skip it. Jelly-filled donuts are the best donuts, though. After old fashioned, and I will not be taking questions.
We let Cameron ramble for too long. We got so distracted by Alex saying yummy.
Cameron, I right. to do a bad Next take. Questions. Hold up.
Question three. Festivus is a holiday celebrated on December 23rd as an alternative to the pressures and commercialism of the Christmas season. True or false? The holiday was originally concocted as a bit for the hit 1990s sitcom Seinfeld. John.
I want to say true because it's too wild to not be that.
Alec.
True. Because we can answer Aiden. The same, right?
See, I know it's on the show, but maybe it was like a thing that they brought. I'm going to say false just to go against the grain. I'm going to go against the grain.
Airing of the grievances
false.
And feats of strength in real
All
life.
All right. If you are Aiden and answered false, you would be correct. Author Daniel O'Keefe, who was the father of Seinfeld writer Dan O'Keefe, was actually the inventor of Festivus, with the O'Keefe family celebrating Festivus as early as 1966. It wasn't until the 1997 Seinfeld episode The Strike, in which the holiday actually entered the public zeitgeist. Festivus is actively celebrated, albeit to varying degrees of seriousness, as a parody holiday festival and a form of quote-unquote playful consumer resistance.
Yeah, through the airing of the grievances and feats of strength.
So
you decorate the Festivus pole. It's a beautiful holiday.
Technically
Festivus
speaking,
for the rest of us. Festivus.
Yeah, technically speaking, it was like a family's celebration, and then the guy who was part of that was like, I should share this with the world.
I should make this an actual thing.
Let's put this in the number one show on television.
I was about to drop the sickest Seinfeld bass riff, and then I realized I'd never played it on an acoustic guitar before, and I don't have my bass within arm's reach. So,
we'll just put in the audio.
Edit it over.
We couldn't see your hands, so we'll just put in the audio.
All right, question four. Kwanzaa is an annual celebration of African American culture celebrated from December 26th to January 1st and is based on African harvest festival traditions from various parts of West and Southeast Africa. What was the first year Kwanzaa was celebrated? A. 1957. B. 1966. C. 1974. Or D. 1981.
Those are just such arbitrary years.
Those were a lot of years, and I don't remember any of them.
You buzzed in.
I'm going to say 1974.
Okay.
I'm going to say, was it 81?
1981 was an option.
Yeah, I'll do 1981, sure.
Okay, John.
Was 1967 in there?
1966 was.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll do 1966.
Well, John, you would be correct.
Oh, come on.
The answer
Civil
is
rights,
1966.
Baby.
That's a soundbite. From...
It feels like a post-Kennedy assassination, but not too far sort of deal.
So in 1966, American activist Malala Karanga, a major figure in the Black Power movement of the 1960s and 70s, created Kwanzaa during the aftermath of the Watts riots as a specifically African-American holiday. Karenga stated that his goal was to, quote unquote, give blacks an alternative to the existing holiday of Christmas and give blacks an opportunity to celebrate themselves and their history rather than simply imitate the practice of dominant society. Kwanzaa is now celebrated internationally with notable observance in the UK, Jamaica, France, Canada, and Brazil.
I forgot that Cameron just reads the first two paragraphs on Wikipedia for every answer he gives.
That is true.
I
figured it was something I didn't know a lot about.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't know that. That's
so, like,
cool.
I wanted to provide some info on Kwanzaa.
It's just hard to take you seriously when your nose is a giant microphone.
It's a giant. Yeah, that's not great. And plus, like, it kind of, I can't click the hyperlink for the Watts riots because I don't know what that is.
Is riots about what?
I didn't. Awesome.
Riot about light bulbs?
I'm going to preempt this.
About units of power?
We're going to be providing like links to all this information in case you, the listener, would
worry
about these holidays.
We're like citing sources.
We're like an educational medium now.
You're going to link the Wikipedia
trivia
page?
By nature is distributing information. Is it not?
Did I not?
No, it's knowing information.
It's punishing you if you don't understand them.
Okay, question five.
You don't know when Kwanzaa started?
Yeah. Kwanzaa is like my severe knowledge gap in like holiday stuff. I'd like heard of it before, but I had no idea what it was.
Yeah, no, I learned everything within the last, I know about Kwanzaa within the last 14 hours. It's not that
new. I mean, within the last 100 years.
It's like 50-ish years old.
Alec, how old are you, dude? Not 50.
Not 50.
Way
not
under.
Not 50.
But you know how old Christmas is?
About twice as old as you are.
2,000 years old. I know that's not true. I know.
Are you guys done?
Later.
How old is Christmas? Is that a question?
Question five.
When do we start celebrating Christmas?
Omi Soka, also known as Otsugomori, is a Japanese traditional celebration that most closely resembles what other December holiday? A. Christmas. B. New Year's. C. Hanukkah. Or D. Kwanzaa. John.
I'm going to say New Year's.
John, that is correct. Omisoka marks the last day of the year in Japanese culture.
We didn't go down the list this time.
Why wouldn't we go down the list for that one?
Traditionally, it was held on the final day of the 12th lunar month until Japan's switch to the Gregorian calendar at the beginning of the Meiji. Thank you.
The Meiji dynasty.
December 1st is now used for the day of that celebration.
Tanks.
Cool.
Rampant
militarization in the morning for all this information.
All right,
getting the
gentlemen,
right time zone.
Let's do a score check. Aiden, where are you sitting at, buddy?
I'm sitting at a solid this many.
Two. The answer is two.
Yeah.
Remember, some people will still be listening to this.
Oh, okay.
Podcast.
This is not just exclusively.
Oh, true. No, yeah, not this exclusively is not an exclusively video. Visual medium.
It could be though.
Alec.
One.
John.
Due to the wild inconsistency of our host, I'm at four, and I'm loving
Heck yeah.
it.
Yeah.
It's insane.
I told you I wasn't going to be consistent.
Whenever John answers first, he gives the points right away.
Yeah.
No.
Cameron and
Cameron's trying to crush me here. I always beat John every single time.
This is true. I'm trying to break the rule of my streak, and I'm not going to let it happen.
You guys are incorrect. You're being babies.
I just don't know anything. That's my problem.
It's the spirit of the season.
All right. Level two. Question six. Five Christmas songs are on the top 54 list of highest-selling physical singles of all time, with the number one spot on that list being a Christmas song. Which of the following Christmas songs is the highest-selling single of all time, with 50 million physical copies sold?
You know we're buzzing in early on all
of these. We're buzzing in whenever we want.
Can we go without the multiple choices?
No.
Darn.
He said that there's five specifically, and he was going to give us
some. Bing Crosby's White Christmas. B. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. C. Gene Autry's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Or D. Band-Aid's Do They Know It's Christmas?
Band-Aid?
Alec.
Okay, you actually threw me a loop with Do They Know It's Christmas, because I know that was like for some global charity thing. But I'm going to go with All I Want for Christmas Is You.
The number one best-selling single.
Okay, Aiden.
I'm also going for All I Want for Christmas Is You, because I had this conversation with someone. Like, Mariah Carey probably was like a multi-hit wonder before that song came out, but just the degree of popularity of that song has made her
a one-hit wonder. I can't name another
She probably
Mariah
had
Carey
plenty
song.
Of good songs before that.
John.
I'm going to bandwagon on, so we all, like, you know, rising tides.
Yeah, since John was last, he gets to answer the right answer
I'm also going to say All I Want for Christmas Is You.
All right.
We'll all be wrong.
If you answered All I Want for Christmas Is You, that is correct.
Yay!
It is the number one selling
single of all
highest
time?
Selling physical song of all time.
Physical
50 million song. Copies.
Physical song?
Physical like copy.
Physical buying... song.
People went to the store for this song, John.
But yeah, you gotta remember
iTunes
this
song. So...
Yeah, this excludes like streaming. This is physical copy.
It's probably
sold.
Still includes
what if
streaming.
It's it probably up there somewhere because everyone streams at the beginning of December.
Little do our contestants know that this was the fake answer. Looks like they were fooled this time.
Okay, question 7. How many candles are on a Hanukkah or Hanukkah menorah?
Oh my god.
Aiden.
So fast.
It's 8. It's 8 days of lights. There's 8
days
of
Hanukkah.
Okay.
8
John.
Happy nights. 8 days.
I'm going
to
say
the festival.
I'm going to say 9 and be controversial and wrong.
Okay, Alec.
Okay, I know there's like a big one in the middle.
Yeah, there's a big one in the middle. Why would there only be 3 on one side and 4 on the other?
Yeah, so it's got to be like an odd number. I'm gonna
like Kwanzaa one has like 4 green candles and 3 red or whatever.
Don't bring Kwanzaa into this. We've already
talked
about Kwanzaa.
This is not a Kwanzaa question.
9.
Alec and John, you are correct. Yes. There are 9 candles on a Hanukkah.
A Chanukki?
So a Hanukkah, which
is
a
menorah?
Hanukkah. No, if you let me read my
okay.
fun fucking fact,
I'm
I will
sorry,
answer that
Cameron
common misconception. So there are
Wikipedia
9 candles, which is 1 for each night of Hanukkah, plus a shamash or helper candle. Don't know what the helper candle
Oh, it's the one that you light to light the other candle.
Yeah.
Although many non-Jewish
like
people think the menorah is only used for Hanukkah, the term menorah is actually the Hebrew word for lamp and specifically refers to the 7-branched candelabrum that was used in the ancient temple in Jerusalem. Every Hanukkah is a menorah, but not every menorah is a Hanukkah.
Ah.
Rectangles and squares, baby.
Exactly. So there's a 7. There's a 7. Oh,
The normal menorah is 7, but a Hanukkah is 9. But it is also still a menorah.
The truly traditional menorah.
I've never heard the word Hanukkah in my life.
I'm sure I have,
neither,
but I
told you this
it
was going to be a wild ride of pronunciation, and it's going to get crazier.
Oh, baby.
Question 8.
Santa.
Santa Claus. I'm ready for the Krampus
Santa.
Of it all.
Krampus.
Give me some of that Santa Claus lore stuff. I've watched Santa Claus is Coming to Town, the hit
claymation
movie.
Blitzen.
Question 8. There are 4 accepted practices of Festivus. Name
Why
them.
Do we have more Festivus questions?
I've never seen Seinfeld in my life.
If I can name 3...
I will take whoever can name
the most.
What if I can make up 2 that seem like they would be in Seinfeld?
What if I can make up
That's not what
that
I'm asking.
Like
okay. Can I go?
Yes.
There's a poll.
What do you do with the poll, Alec?
No, I don't care.
There's a poll.
There is a poll.
A poll is involved.
You wrestle. I know you wrestle somehow.
What is that called?
The Festivus wrestle.
Okay.
The Festa wrestle, if
and
you will.
And that is all I know. So.
Okay, John, you're next.
Okay, so there is a poll.
Yes.
And then the first event of Festivus is the airing of the grievances.
Oh, yeah.
Where George's dad tells you that he's had enough of you people and you're all going to hear about it. And then there's the feats of strength, which is wrestling. But I can't name the 4th.
Okay, Aiden.
So there's a poll.
So there's
beautiful,
a poll.
Beautiful.
And then they the wrestle is actually, John, you got this wrong. It's actually called the Tickle Tango, where they just kind of
I'm gonna cut you off right there, John. You're getting those points.
Thank you, bud. What is the 4th tenet of Festivus?
The Festivus dinner.
That's okay. I just
that is
assumed
a
that they were having
noted
dinner.
Practice of Festivus. So the answers
because the
for the 4
the
accepted practices are the Festivus poll, the Festivus dinner, the airing of the grievances, and the feats of strength, which
is there anything special?
Is the wrestling you were talking about. Is there anything special about the Festivus poll?
Dinner.
The dinner.
Oh, no, it's just dinner.
I think it's just like Christmas. It's very similar.
Festivus miracles also take place, but they're not a practice so much as just like
a miracle.
Oh, shit, this happened.
Observations.
Yeah. And why? Fun fact, the Festivus pole does not have to be an aluminum pole, although it usually is.
What?
It could just be any kind of pole.
My
in case you were thinking the Festivus pole had to be aluminum, you were wrong. It doesn't have to be aluminum.
Actually, it doesn't have
could,
to
yeah,
be.
My band director had a Festivus pole.
It would accomplish the same.
I'm going to keep trying to
John
tell the story. My band director had a Festivus.
I think John's band director had a Festivus.
Back in middle school, my band director had Festivus pole that wasn't aluminum. It was this like giant PVC pipe, and you could tape things to it.
It just has to be a pole.
What do you do with the pole?
Nothing. It just it sits there.
Observe it. What do you do with the Christmas tree?
You hang. You hang things on it.
Ornaments. Yeah. Okay. So you can
question
tape things to the pole.
Nine.
You can put like a star slash. Eight.
Kwanzaa, derived from the phrase Matunda ya Kwanzaa, meaning first fruits. Derives its etymology from what African language?
Did you just say question five?
Yorubu. B.
Igbo.
Igbo.
Igbo. You don't pronounce the G.
C. Swahili or D. Fula. John.
I'm going to say Swahili. This is a one where you can go to the room.
I think earlier you said it was West Africa, and I'm pretty sure Swahili is from East.
I thought he said Southeast.
I'm going to go with one of the ones that I don't know. Him. I'm going to say Igbo.
Igbo.
Igbo?
Yeah, Cameron, what was the first one you said?
Yoruba.
Which is from...
Yoruba. Okay, cool.
It's Yoruba. I think.
Can we get a language distribution map for Yoruba?
I'm going to go... Yoruba. Also with Igbo.
Yoruba. Yeah.
John, you're correct. The answer is Swahili.
No. Southeast and West. Southeast
Matunda
and West.
Why would you even Matunda. Say Southeast and West? That's
Matunda
just both
ya
sides.
Kwanzaa comes from Swahili.
That's all the sides. Here's what he said. He said West. I should go the other way. West and Southeast.
Matunda ya Kwanzaa.
West, south, east.
All right, question 10.
Another great joke for audio medium.
Traditionally, Omisoka does generally not include which of the following activities? A, house cleaning.
Feats of strength.
B, repaying debts. C, purification. Or D, a party.
No parties, sorry.
Alec? That is correct. Parties were traditionally not a part of the Omisoka celebration.
No parties.
Currently, though, a bunch of different Omisoka celebrations include the viewing of the over 4-hour Kohaku Utugasen, or the red and white singing battle, and a variety of mixed martial art pay-per-view cards.
Wait.
Cameron.
What?
You can't just say things. I know you got this from Wikipedia, but we have no context for this, and you didn't research the context, so you can't just say it.
Martial art pay-per-view cards?
Pay-per-view?
Mixed martial arts pay-per-view cards.
Pay-per-view, like you go on Dish Network
and
pay to watch
a
card. No, that is not a context you need. A mixed martial arts card means a fight. That is just...
Oh,
like,
I didn't know that.
That's
so unnecessarily. Don't come at me because you don't fucking understand.
I'm not
what
Cameron,
a card
I work
is.
In medicine.
It's a
well,
title.
The trivia
card. You fucking
what is a
piece
card?
Of shit.
The trivia,
I hate you. You're a goddamn piece of shit.
There's no parties. They don't have parties.
Happy holidays.
Merry Kwanzaa.
So, in addition to the traditional things that. The Japanese people do during Omisoka.
Alan,
they also now watch a singing battle and mixed martial arts fights.
That's pretty
singing
good.
Battle. Is that
That's
like the masked
sick.
Singer?
It's over 4 hours. The Kohaku
like,
Utagasen.
It's like, yeah, it's 4 hours of the masked singer.
Over 4 hours.
Sarah Palin and
the masked
Giuliani
singer,
are
but they also
I don't,
mixed
I don't,
martial arts.
Yeah. All right, let's do a score check in at the fight. End of a level 2. Aiden,
wait, I got 4.
Alec,
I have 7.
John.
I think I have 12.
I'm so far behind because every point I get, everyone else gets them.
Yeah, it's very interesting how we are deciding when to distribute the points.
Cameron, I think it's perfect, and your scoring method is
I told
is
you
brutal.
It was going to be at random. Alec, you just benefited from it.
This is
I did, but I think it should be that way all the time and not sometimes everyone gets all the points.
Nah, I don't really care what you think.
I'm here to pitch my new show. It's The Masked Singer, but instead of singing, they do mixed martial arts, and you have to guess who's in the costume doing the.
Is this our ad
break? Okay,
well,
Aiden, that's a great great point. Why don't you give us an ad break, huh?
Okay, let me think about it. Someone give like a nice holiday ad break, and then I'll give my weird.
No. This is the holiday ad break.
Okay.
I want two men in costumes
here,
to beat the shit
can do,
out of each other.
I can do some sound effects.
Alec, I take it back. I do care about what you're
coming
saying.
Coming this
think
December, from the creators of The Masked Singer and also
John,
the MMA pay-per-view card.
John, think about what you're doing.
John, you need to switch up your hand motion there, buddy.
No! Cut it
here,
out.
Wait.
Sorry.
John, start over.
I'm not
sorry.
Cutting that.
I'll hold him up here.
I'm not. No, that doesn't make it work. Better.
That's how you do Jingle Bells.
Oh,
I don't
know
what to tell you. Can we cut this segment?
No. Nope. Oh, absolutely not.
This is
not.
Why we started recording the video.
Oh, for audio listeners, John was masturbating on camera.
Hi, Mom.
Okay, let's run it back. Run it back.
Here we go. Gonna have to
run it back. Run it back. We haven't started.
Hit it, John.
Coming this December from the creators of The Masked Singer, a new pay-per-view card event where we have D-list celebrities dress up in costume and beat the shit out of each other.
I'm out of soundtrack. You. That's all you get for the free trial.
That was it.
We okay. just, that was it.
Alex, do you want to pick up? Do you
you're talking
pick
about
up
the WWE?
Yeah.
Your pitch was for the WWE.
Well, no, but here's the twist. Here's the twist. Ready?
But here's the twist.
Oh, shit.
It's Christmas. We have other C-list celebrities who need to guess who is in the costume beating the other person up.
So Ken Jeong. We're talking about
Ken
Jeong.
It's Ken Jeong.
Guessing who's beating Ken the Jeong shit.
Is Ken Jeong's there. Robin Ken Jeong dressed up as Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer versus James Corden dressed up as Frosty the Snowman. Catch it now, this December 23rd. The
I
Masked MMA.
That is a good idea.
Do you mean the MMMA?
The MMMSA. They also sing.
So wait, you're pitching
the masked mixed martial singing arts.
You're pitching luchadors. You're pitching Mexican wrestling.
No. I imagine he's talking about
the holidays.
But in the holidays, and you have to guess who's under the mask, even though I just told you who was fighting.
Perfect.
But you don't know which is which.
Ken Jeong and James Corden are the title card.
That ad break had everything.
Let's move on to level 3.
Level 3.
Question 11. Krampusnacht, or Krampus Night, is the day that Krampus, the half-goat, half-demonic Christmas companion of Santa Claus, travels around Central Europe punishing misbehaving children with his root. What day in December is Krampusnacht?
Oh.
Aiden.
Is it the 26th?
Alec. It's not the 26th.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
I'm going to just say Christmas Eve.
Which is
the 24th.
Incorrect.
Okay.
Oh, John, just say Christmas. Just do it.
Just say Christmas.
December
14th. That feels like both Santa and Krampus would be blowing each other's spots
December
up. I'm going to say December 23rd.
Incorrect. Krampusnacht is December 5th.
What?
Whoa!
I said that as a joke.
Actually, I do okay. know. I lied. I lied to you just
December
now.
23rd is my sister.
It's because the Feast of...
Silence for the Wikipedia paragraphs. Go, Cameron.
Oh, it's not a Wikipedia paragraph. It's the Feast of St. Nicholas is celebrated in some places in Europe on December 6th. So it's the night before that, which is December 5th. That wasn't Wikipedia. That was a blog.
It was a blog. So we're not even getting it from, like,
worst
half these
sources.
Yeah.
Hey, if anyone's listening to this on December 23rd, tell my sister happy birthday, because that's her birthday.
Also, fuck you guys.
What?
I provide helpful...
Okay, I'm sorry.
Hey, listeners, fuck you.
I provide helpful context and background so you learn something.
It's just that the helpful context and background...
It's kind of boring.
Can be a little bit dry, Cameron.
It's boring. It's you don't want to know about. You don't want to know about Krampus walking around with his loot, beating the shit out of Central European children.
Standard time.
That's on you.
For social
I think
studies
that's cool
class.
As fuck. I think that's cool as fuck. I want to know about a Christmas demon beating children with a root.
I want to know about David
Harbour
as Santa
Claus. You didn't explain a root.
Is it like a whip? It's like a whip.
It's a bundle of birch sticks.
It's a stick bundle, and then he has the bag. He throws the kids.
Why would it matter? You said I'm giving too much information. So I cut it out.
You can't just say words with no context. Because you just sound like Wikipedia.
Yeah, without the hyperlinks.
Actually, I edited what came from Wikipedia. It root, comma, a bundle of birch sticks.
God damn it, Jerry.
Well, I figured you guys would ask me, like, Cameron, what's a root? And then I could provide context.
You're setting us up for failure.
Oh, my God.
I am not.
Ask me about the holidays, what? Cameron.
Yeah, we gotta keep it moving. 4 more questions.
Question 12. Hanukkah is a Jewish festival commemorating what significant event in history?
Come
How much detail do you want for this?
Yeah.
Just a general. Can I sing you a song?
They got locked in a temple, and they only had enough oil in the lamp for one, like, day, and they were like, ah, shit.
This seems like we're treading down a dangerous path.
And then,
about Jews being locked in places.
Cameron, the oil lasted
for 8 days until they finally got rescued from the temple, and that's the miracle. It's the oil in the lamp that was only supposed to last for a little bit, lasted for 8 whole days, and they were like, this is awesome.
That's pretty cool. We should talk about this forever.
One is for the temple walls that wouldn't fall. Two is for the men who died. God bless them all.
They like three is for the something.
Aiden, that is not incorrect, but there is a more correct answer.
I wish I was listening to what Aiden was saying.
I don't actually know if that's correct.
You had a song. This was
I
song.
Take that
was back. 8 days of Hanukkah, 8 happy nights, 8 days to celebrate the festival of lights. 8 days of Hanukkah, what memories raise of those
We're
eight
get copyright
wonderful
struck.
Days. Let us count the ways.
Okay.
I'm looking.
One is for the temple walls that wouldn't
Alex,
fall.
Alex, shut the fuck up.
He's telling you right now.
You die.
This is not an answer. I will not accept this. This is not.
Of those 8 wonderful days.
Ooh. Hit that chorus again.
8 days of Hanukkah, 8 happy
This
nights.
Is not the Kohaku Utugasen, Alec. I just want an answer in spoken word.
Oil in lamp lasted 8 days.
John.
I was going to say what Aiden said. I'm going to save us
well,
some time.
No, you're all wrong.
I sang the song.
What is for the temple walls that didn't fall, Cameron?
Hanukkah is a Jewish festival commemorating the recovery of Jerusalem and subsequent rededication of the Second Temple at the beginning of the Maccabean Revolt, led by Judah Maccabee, also known as the Hammer, against the Seleucid Empire in the 2nd century.
Everyone just blank.
We love the Apocrypha, dude.
Cameron, if you ask literally anyone what Hanukkah's about, they're going to be like, the lamp in the
temple.
Remember
when the lamp lasted
the lamp
for a while?
Hanukkah commemorates when the hammer beat up the Seleucid.
Yeah, and you know what happened
no,
during
it doesn't.
That? They were trapped
we
in there.
We're
and
in the
oil,
temple, and then the
and
lamp
lasted,
and that's the miracle.
8 days. And that's
like
how
Christmas does it. Christmas is because Jesus was born, and that's the miracle. It wasn't like, we celebrate Christmas because all the inns were full.
Actually, we celebrate Christmas because of when the Savior was born in Bethlehem. And
the answer
well,
I was
actually,
looking
here's
for.
Here's the geopolitical conflict.
No, the answer I was looking for.
They had to go to Jerusalem to pay
the
taxes, and then everything was full. And that's why
answer I was looking for. Was a guy named the Hammer.
Why would I
beating
know that?
Up people who were pissing
I didn't
him.
Know that.
I think that's the challenge question.
This is why it's in level fucking 3.
If I said,
oh
but
my
we
god,
gotta move on.
I hate you. I hope Krampus comes and hits you. I hope
you
die.
With his root.
I hate.
I just
I
realized
hate
you that all. Cameron is tying in all of the questions that relate to violence about the holidays.
Well, of course, that's what
that's
Cameron thinks
true.
Is cool about
the
holidays.
One is
I've had
hand,
two
like
violent.
That.
You talk about MMA fighting in Japan, Krampus in
that's
Europe.
Just a fact. That's just a
they're
fact.
They're all just
let's,
facts,
let's sing
Cameron.
A song, guys. Let's all come together and sing a
facts.
Song. One is for the temple walls.
Okay,
fall.
Question 13.
Two is for the guy named the Hammer, who also was there.
Question 13. In what order and for what purpose do the following 3 Festivus practices take place?
How many?
1, the Festivus dinner. 2, the airing of the grievances, and 3, the feats of strength. Aiden.
Grievances, because you gotta get it all out on the floor there before you can do nice things together. Then the feats of strength to really work up that appetite, and then eat dinner and come together.
Okay, John.
Yeah, that's pretty much right. Yeah, it's airing of the they're all sitting at the table for airing of the grievances, and you gotta let it all out. It's, you know, I've had enough of you people and you're gonna hear about it. And then feats of strength and then dinner.
Alec.
I'm gonna say you eat dinner and then you wrestle to burn those calories.
That sounds miserable.
And the okay, and the grievances is first.
You're all incorrect.
Yay.
They eat dinner. As soon as they're done dinner, they air their grievances. And then, they wrestle.
I knew I've wrestling was last.
So the feats of strength technically could happen during the dinner, but generally speaking, it happens after. And what has to happen is Festivus isn't over until the house, the person hosting Festivus the household man leader thing.
You can just say host.
Thank you. Is pinned to the ground. And what happens is the head of the household goes, I'm challenging you to a wrestling match. And then they beat the shit out of each other. And then once you pin him, Festivus is over.
Why are we giving pin as now, much weight to Festivus yeah, as all of the so many actual
Festivus questions as someone who's literally more. Never...
Whoa, whoa, whoa. No.
How many Christmas questions have you had?
There is a pattern to these Krampus questions. Count? I don't know if you've noticed it yet.
There's one about Christmas, out? There's one about the Japanese one where they don't have parties. There's one about Hanukkah
no, they do
and
have
the
parties
hammer.
Now.
There's one about Festivus, and there's one about Kwanzaa. I feel like there's a better one. Like, we could have done New Year's and not...
Yeah.
I mean... The Japanese one is like an analog for New Year's.
Yeah, I was trying to not leave this as a strictly Western holiday.
Happy holidays. It's the happy holidays episode.
Happy holidays.
It is the holidays episode.
We gotta,
one is for the pole that doesn't have to be aluminum.
Okay. Strap in for this one.
Gotta do them after dinner.
What question is this, Cameron?
This is question 14.
Oh my god.
There are 7 principles of Kwanzaa called the Nguzo Saba, with each principle being celebrated on one of the 7 days of the Kwanzaa celebration. On which day of Kwanzaa does the communal feast Karamu, which is an important part of Kwanzaa, usually occur? Is it on the first day, which celebrates Umoja, or unity, the second day, that celebrates Kujichaguya, or self-determination, the third day, celebrating Ujima, or collective work and responsibility, the fourth day, celebrating Ujama, or cooperative economics, the fifth day, celebrating Nia, or purpose, the sixth day, celebrating Kumba, or creativity, or the seventh day, celebrating Imani, or faith?
You know, a normal person would have picked 4 of those and just listed
I think it's the fifth day, because that's when the candles turn from green to red, if my brain picture is correct, which it
I don't
well could not
know
be.
If the color of the candles
well, because there's 4 green
matters.
Ones, and then okay. there's 3 red ones, so that's my process of elimination.
John. Okay.
I don't remember the number of the day, but I'm going to say collective work and responsibility. Can you remind me what day that is?
That is the third day.
Sure. Why not?
Alec.
I'm going to say it's the first day.
The correct answer is the sixth day, Kumba, or the day for creativity.
Why would they? Bummer. That doesn't even have anything to do with
that's
that.
Cool.
I don't know.
Alec, before we say that doesn't have anything to do with that, I think Cameron is not giving us the full picture, and we're just going to have to move on.
No, that's it. I couldn't
that's,
find an explanation.
Really, Cameron,
on
that's
why
all
it was
the depth
the
to Hanukkah. That's it. That's all.
Well, that
that's
was Kwanzaa.
This is about Kwanzaa.
Oh, that was Kwanzaa. Where am I?
I mean, so each of those days has like more to it, but I felt that was probably a lot to cover, which is why I was going to provide a link to if you want to learn more about it. Question 15. Around an hour before the new year, Japanese people who celebrate Omisoka generally gather for one last meal and partake in bowls of toshikoshi soba or toshikoshi udon. What is the base of that dish? Aiden.
It's noodles.
It is noodles.
It's
that
noodles.
Is correct.
Noodles. I know food.
Noodles. They are generally long
don't
noodles
noodle.
Because...
Noodle. The noodle.
They're generally long noodles because the belief is that if you eat long noodles, it connects the 2 New Year's.
Who's eating... Who's out here eating
noodle
short
so
noodles?
So long, it connects the years.
I only eat short noodles.
All right. Well, that was the holiday episode. Apparently, it was controversial because I didn't talk about elves.
Only one person scored any points in the last round.
Challenge. You guys did not guess a challenge question.
You want to run through them all?
Sure.
I don't remember.
So we have Christmas Meisei, potato pancakes, Festivus' invention, Kwanzaa, day of celebration, Omisoka, being New Year's, Mariah Carey's all of Christmas, Hanukkah, having candles, Festivus traditions, the 4 of them, Kwanzaa analogy, parties, Krampus knock, apparently very controversial ones on the celebrator, the order of not Japanese practices, not Japanese practices, the set of principles of Kwanzaa and Karamu, and long noodles.
Long noodles.
Noodles.
That's a good one.
You know what?
What is...
I challenged the last one. I don't think it's long noodles.
Dun, dun.
Wait, can we do a point check before we challenge?
Oh, yes. Sorry.
I have 7 because I was 4 and I got 1 right.
I also have 7 because I didn't get anything in the last round.
I have 12.
Ooh. If.
I challenged long noodles still. Just so you know.
Okay. Right. I'm going to throw an additional question in.
What?
Why? Okay.
Well, maybe.
Bonus.
Hold on. Let's see how the challenge question
okay.
goes.
John, what are you challenging? Because I want to do something different than what you are
going to
challenge.
I'm not going to challenge because even if I sit on a throne of
boo.
Lies, you. I beat you.
Boo.
You boo me all you want.
Boo.
A win
that's
is a
not,
win.
Boo.
Half
That's not in the holidays.
A win is a win.
Gotta take the W. I appreciate that.
Thank you. After booing
me live
on the air.
A W.
I'm challenging the Hanukkah one. It's so dumb. It's totally the lamp.
You made up the hammer.
I think those two events happen concurrently.
Yeah, that's what I think.
That's probably true.
What two events? The noodle?
No.
What?
And the hammer?
The magic lamp and the hammer assault.
Okay, are you locking in those answers?
I'm watching the Hanukkah challenge.
No longer.
John, are you sure?
I'm fine.
Both of you are incorrect. You lose 3 points.
Okay. Back to four, baby.
The challenge question was, Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You is not the top-selling single.
Feed the World or whatever it's called?
It is not. It is Bing Crosby's White Christmas.
Okay.
Really?
Song,
yeah.
That's
interesting. You know, there was a whole movie about it.
It's probably been around longer, like enough to really rack up those sales.
Yeah, you got it yet.
It's timeless.
And that's a great point, Aiden. Mm. If you contextualize like when that song came out, it was around for like 30 years more than the rest of
it. And a lot of people, like that's before streaming too, so you had to go
buy it. It was before Mariah Carey existed. So.
Right.
Yeah, to go buy it.
You had to go to the store.
You gotta get up and go.
Okay, like, so now that the game is over and John has won, I have a plot twist.
Oh?
Golf rules.
Aiden and Alec have to kill each other.
My plot twist is if you tell me what the trend was between all three rounds with the questions I asked, I will award you 3 points. Although it occurs to me that it does not matter.
That's,
so I will make
fight.
It worth 10 points.
Whoa!
Because I want to shake things up this Christmas.
Okay. Oh, shoot.
Let me think.
I just think you picked five holidays and you rotated through them, but I'm not locking that in because I don't know if that's going to make me lose 10 points.
You will not lose points.
Cameron, was the first... I know the second round was origins of each of the holidays because you like went through like kind of the origin of it with Festivus and like where does Kwanzaa language come from?
You're wrong. It's not.
I think you went
in... What's the first Hanukkah question?
Geographical order west to east.
No.
Okay.
It's very, very simple.
I think you picked five holidays and you're rotated
and you
through them
each
round.
About them.
Are the five holidays just in the order that they happen? Is that it? Is that your trick?
No, I'm going to give that to John since he said it first.
What? That you just did one of each in each round?
And you just went through them.
But
is that the trick?
The first question in each round was about...
We already established that.
Yes! Wait, within round two!
Oh my God.
Did we really?
Yes.
I must have missed that.
10 points to John!
10 points to John! 22!
John, for being a good friend, gets 10 points.
Man, I thought that was a little...
For showing exceptional
bravery. We were like,
bravery.
We've got like one question about Festivus in each round, I guess.
It's like if Gryffindor was already winning the House Cup.
Exceptional bravery.
Good job, everyone. Happy
for being
holidays.
A good friend.
More, buy more.
Good job.
Merry holidays.
Well, looks like we're pulling up to the North Pole.
Oh, man.
So I think that's all the time we have. Before we go, we'd like to thank Vert for the use of our theme song, 5978, which is a certified banger.
Can we get Vert to drop like a Christmas remix of that we can use?
We could.
Ooh,
so, gentlemen, thank you for riding Bus One. We'll see you next time.
Merry Christmas.
Suck it, Aiden.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Ooh, Steve.